Polygon issues urgent Node. Upgrade. After Austin and Kyoto hard forks, Polygon Labs has told Node operators to upgrade their software immediately, warning that validators still running pre-hard fork versions of the Bohr or Heimdall clients have already dropped out of Canonical Consensus. The notice flagged by CryptoSlate on August 29, 2026, follows two recent network hard forks named Austin and Kyoto. The message is blunt for a maintenance update. This is not a recommendation to schedule for later. According to Polygon Labs, nodes that miss the forks are no longer tracking the chain the rest of the network agrees on. The two hard forks and what they closed. The Austin and Kyoto hard forks addressed a set of separate faults in Polygon's proof-of-stake stack. Polygon runs a two-layer client design. Heimdall handles validator coordination and checkpointing, and Bohr produces blocks. Both had issues that needed patching. Per Polygon Labs, the completed upgrades closed a block stall risk, a peer crash risk, and a validator work risk. In plainer terms, one bug could freeze block production, another could knock nodes offline by crashing their peer connections, and a third affected how validators performed their assigned duties. These are the kinds of faults that degrade a chain's reliability without necessarily producing a dramatic, single-event failure, which is often why the fix ships as a coordinated hard fork rather than an optional patch. A hard fork changes consensus rules. Once the majority of stake adopts the new rules, any node still speaking the old rule set is, by definition, on a different chain. That is what Polygon means when it says stragglers have fallen out of canonical consensus. They are not lagging behind and catching up. They are validating a version of history the network has already left. Operators carry the burden, not users. For someone holding assets on Polygon or spending through a wallet that settles there, the practical takeaway is narrow. This is an infrastructure event aimed at the people running validators and RPC nodes, not at end users. Balances are not at risk from the upgrade itself, and the network as a whole continues under the new rules because the bulk of stake has already moved. The exposure sits with node operators who delay. A validator stuck on old binaries stops earning rewards and, more importantly, stops contributing to the security of the chain it thinks it is defending. Exchanges, bridges, and payment processors that run their own Polygon nodes for transaction data face a subtler problem. An unupgraded node can serve stale or divergent state, which can surface downstream as failed deposits, delayed withdrawals, or mismatched balances until the node is brought current. That last point is where a network-level event quietly touches consumer surfaces. Several crypto payment and card providers use low-cost chains like Polygon for stablecoin settlement and top-ups. None of that breaks because of a clean, majority-adopted hard fork, but it is a reminder that the reliability of a stablecoin spending rail depends on infrastructure most users never see. The pattern behind coordinated upgrades. Urgent upgrade notices are a routine part of how modern proof-of-stake networks ship security fixes. Bundling several bug fixes into a named hard fork and setting a hard activation point forces the ecosystem to move together, rather than leaving a long tail of half-patched nodes running indefinitely. The trade-off is exactly what Polygon is dealing with now. Operators who miss the window are cut off cleanly instead of lingering in a vulnerable state. The design choice reflects a broader reality across chains. Ethereum, Solana, and their scaling layers all rely on operators applying updates on time, and all of them accept that stragglers will be dropped rather than accommodated. Polygon's framing here, that old binary nodes have already fallen out, is the network stating that the deadline is not upcoming. It has passed. For anyone running Polygon infrastructure, the action is direct. Update Bohr and Heimdall to the versions Polygon Labs specifies for the Austin and Kyoto forks, confirm the node is tracking the canonical chain, and verify checkpointing has resumed. There is no partial credit version of this. A node is either on the new consensus rules or it is not.